This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Brought to you by Black Forest Motor Sports. If you have a Porsche, Mini, or a BMW, Black Forest Motor Sports is where you need to go. We're 40 years experience. Whether you're going to the dealer and you'd like an alternative, Black Forest will definitely take care of your vehicle. BlackForestMotorsports.com. Check them out. Hey, we've got a very, very special guest on the line. She's working right now.
She's calling from the track.
That's right. We got Eileen Stafford. Hey, kiddo, how you doing? Long time no talk to.
Hi, I'm doing good. Thank you. How are you guys doing?
Well, you're doing you're doing better than we are because you're having way more fun.
Oh, yeah, we're having fun. It's definitely hot, but we're having fun.
But how could you, I mean, you go from a full-length dragster, and now you're in this little short wheelbase cannon? My goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's definitely fun jumping back and forth.
Which one do you like the most if you had to choose between the two?
Whew, that's tough. I've always loved dragsters and altereds, but, I mean, there is nothing like driving that top fuel car. It's pretty incredible. But the altered so much fun because, you know, you do have that short wheelbase and that blown motor in front of you, so that's a lot of fun, too. So it's definitely hard to pick, but the top fuel dragster is definitely a dream come true. So
yeah.
Definitely love the top fuel car.
Well, you have the talent.
Oh, thank you.
So for the listeners, just so you know, she's racing in the NHRA Hot Rod Heritage Series. And to put things in perspective, she goes well over 200 miles per hour.
Yes.
And rumor has it, you're off to a great season. Why don't you elaborate on that?
Yeah, so we started out the season at the March meet in Bakersfield, California, at Famosa Raceway, and we won the 65th annual March meet. In the Borjon Auto Center Nostalgia Rear Engine Top Fuel Car with Donnie Cowich at the controls. So it was pretty awesome.
Congratulations. Not too many women have pulled that off, have they?
No, actually, in a fuel class, I'm only the fourth woman and only the third woman in a rear engine top fuel car. Before me, it was Lucille Lee and then Shirley Muldowney. So I almost don't feel worthy.
You're giving Dave goosebumps. Dave has goosebumps right now. His face dropped when you said that.
I had no idea you're in the class of Shirley Muldowney, right? Of all people. Wow.
So it's pretty incredible. I'm still on cloud nine. It was a dream come true.
I was going to say, did you just know going in that you were going to win? Or did you have that feeling?
You know, we were running strong all weekend. We qualified number one, and we held on to the number one spot through all the qualifying sessions. And we actually, you know, we had a lot of rain because it's March in Bakersfield, and we were struggling with that. So we actually ran the Monday Nationals, and we got it done. And, I mean, we had a racer each round, so it was pretty incredible.
Wow. I have to tell you, one of my favorite drag racers all time is Erica Enders.
Oh, yeah, you do. You've said that before.
And you remind me so much of Erica. I mean, I can't begin to tell you. The way you handle yourself, the way you're interviewed, the way you treat your team, the way you give back. So, I mean, I don't know if Erica was somebody you know, looked up to, but, man, I tell you, you remind me so much of her. I mean, you're way cute.
I appreciate that.
You're way cuter than she is, but that's another story.
You know, I always looked up to guys like, you know, Don Garlitz and Sneaky Pete Robinson. So
yeah.
Those have been my two favorites. But Don Garlitz isn't a too bad guy to look up to. You know what I mean?
No.
Right.
So where are you at today? What's on the calendar?
So we are testing up in Bakersfield again. This is most of our races are run up here.
Okay.
But we're just doing a test and tune. We're getting things figured out for our second race of the season in a few weeks up here again.
Okay.
And we're just trying to get the car figured out. We have a lot more horsepower this year, so we're just trying to get some clean launches out of the car. So
yeah.
We're getting there.
Did I see Mighty Mouse on the side of that car?
Yes.
And now who owns the car?
John Brand and Carol McCaslin out of Bakersfield.
Okay. Oh. So that was great. And they came to you, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, they came to me. And wow. They are great people. I mean, they're like family. I love them to death. I'm so honored to be driving their car.
Yeah, no kidding. And how about that lovely husband of yours? Is he able to drive this weekend, or is he just watching you?
Oh, he's just watching this weekend.
Oh, you're so mean. Come on, let him take a pass. Let him take a pass.
He's
it won't hurt.
Some fun too.
What's this I hear about?
Too, I think of...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I was wondering, what is this I hear about Mike Salinas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, long story short, my husband and I, James and I, were in Las Vegas at the national event. And we were just kind of hanging out with Jasmine's crew, great group of people.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my husband and I just kind of jumped in because they only have two crew guys. I don't know how they do it. Because if you know anything about the top alcohol driver class, those guys are taking the motors apart and they're pulling the clutches. I mean, it's so legit. It's, you know, semi-professional. It's insane.
Yeah.
So we kind of jumped in and they really liked our help. I was, you know, doing the clutch and James was doing one side of the motor. And, they've been kind of struggling getting Jasmine down the track. So Jasmine's licensing in the top fuel car because she's going to go pro soon, which is fabulous. I cannot wait. She's going to do phenomenal.
Wow.
But Mike came up to me on Sunday and he's like, I need you to test Jasmine's car on Monday. I was like, well, I didn't bring my gear because, you know, James and I drove up late Thursday. So I figured out of all the classes that I could drive in, that everyone's going rounds by then, so I couldn't drive anything anyway. So I was like, oh, I'll just leave the gear at home. We'll go and have a nice, you know, fun time in Vegas. So, yeah, on Monday, I ended up testing the car. First run ever in an A-fuel car. Went 536 at 277 miles per hour.
277!
Wow.
Incredible. I still can't believe it. I've been trying to get in the five for so long, and I skipped over a majority of them.
Wow.
No kidding.
Well, I hope she learned never to leave without your suit and helmet.
Yeah, you know better. What is up with that? You know better. You always bring your gear.
I know, but I would have never expected, because I don't have my top alcohol license. And I was like, oh, we'll just, you know, use your runs as your license runs. So I was like, oh, my God. I've taken my gear all the way back to Bowling Green.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, because I know you. You're a consummate racer. And that's, you know, you'll forget your makeup before you'll forget your
helmet.
Yeah.
I've done that before.
see.
Nice. Jasmine and I are actually we're pretty similar in size. That's why I actually got a car because it's pretty small built. So I borrowed most of her gear, thankfully. So
do you think that's going to open some doors?
You know, we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed. It would be pretty incredible.
She's staying humble.
Well, because you know, one thing about NHRA, a lot of people are looking at a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They may not say nothing, but like if they see once they seen you do that, I'm sure they're putting you in the back of their mind.
First time
for another opportunity.
Well spoken and.
Well, you know, I'll tell you how crazy it is. Tony Pendragon went to what's the track up there off by the ocean?
Aventura.
And watched this little one of our buddies who comes on the radio
local
all the time, local guy, run a sprint car. Liked what he did so bad. Put him in his one of Tony's sprint cars and sent him back to the Chili Bowl. So you never know
who's watching.
And
listening.
I have to compliment you on the way you handle yourself in the public, in front of a mic, behind the mic. You're a class act, and I can't be more proud of you because, gosh, I've known you since you were just a kid.
Thank you so much. Yes, I've known you guys for a long time.
I know. So this,
it's
we got to do.
Yeah,
we got to do this more often.
I want her in studio next time. When you come home to visit Dad, please bring him. Both of you come in. But
yeah, but we can't pull her out of a racetrack.
We were only supposed to test on Saturday originally. So I was like, oh, that'll work out. I'll come home Saturday. I'll drive down Sunday.
No worries.
So next time for sure.
I'm glad we finally got you. I want to wish you a happy belated birthday before the end of the segment.
Thank you so much.
That's right.
Thank you.
And just keep doing what you're doing.
Any sponsors, shout-outs you want to give us?
Yeah, we got to do that.
Yes. I'd love to give a shout-out to Borjon Auto Center, Pioneer Paint Bakersfield, TMS Titanium, Black Flies, Trophy Queen, and Piranha Z Clothing.
Excellent. Wow. And how do people follow you around?
It's Eileen Stafford, mostly on Instagram, but I'm also on Facebook, but definitely Instagram.
All right.
All the fun stuff on Instagram.
All right. So now I have to tell you, you may not be aware of this, but Brittany and I have about a 92 to 95% win rate. When racers call in, the next race they enter, they win. So
I'll take it.
if that works, you could call in every time prior to a race, and who knows where that'll go. Eileen, yeah. Again, big hugs from both Brittany and I, and we cannot wait to hear how the next race goes up in Bakersfield.
Yes.
Thank you both so much. It's so good talking to you guys.
All right. It's always good talking to you, too. All right. We're going to take a quick break. I don't know. Is Dirt Dude calling in?
Mark Rose.
Mark Rose right here on FM 96.1. AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Welcome to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody takes better care of you than El Cajon Ford. Whether you're looking at new, used Fords, they'll cut you deals like you will not believe. Inventory is insane. The hard-to-get Bronco, they've got them all. Service department will work on every car in your garage with certified technicians. El Cajon Ford, family-owned and operated. Go to elcajonmotors.com. All right.
I think it's Mark Rose. I reached out to him because there's been a big advertisement for the Summer Shootout, IMCA Summer Shootout.
And
I thought maybe he would know more about
it. You think he might know?
Well,
let's find out.
Director.
Mr. Rose, are you there?
Good day, kids. How are we?
Hey, we are just living the dream. We're going from drag racing to circle track.
Did you hear how fast our driver, our last guest, went?
A little extreme.
Yeah, I think. You wouldn't want to go 277 miles an hour in an eighth mile? Come on.
No.
If it was on a track, like rails.
A rail?
Yeah, like a roller coaster kind of rail.
So what's all about this shootout? What you got coming?
Yeah, I saw a bunch this week about it.
This is another event that the Salazars have put together. I think it'll be our second year doing it. It's going to be the IMCA, Barona Speedway, IMCA Summer Shootout. And it will be July 21st and 22nd.
Two-dayer.
Friday and a Saturday.
That's rad.
It'll be mainly the IMCA cars, such as the Sport Compacts, the Hobby Stocks, the Stock Cars, the Sport Mods, and the A-Mods. So it's going to go everything from front-wheel drive, four cylinders, to the big V8s, unlimited motors on 8-inch tires. So it's a heck of an event. And if I'm not mistaken, we might even sprinkle in the pure stocks in that. I have to double check. But it's a heck of an event. It's similar to the one that they did in Kokopah for the Winter Nationals. And obviously we're a little bit cooler here in San Diego that time of year. So we've taken it on to be the Summer Nationals, Summer Shootout.
Sounds like it's going to be a good time. Do you expect a lot of people coming from out of town or just a real good time for local drivers?
No, I think most of our locals will be there, but our goal is to get people in here from Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, Northern California, even from Texas. There's rumor that there's an ex San Diego racer that moved to Texas, and he might even be bringing his stock car out.
Do you know who that is, Dave?
No, who could that be?
Ryan Amadon.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember Ryan, but he ran a street stock and a sport mod at Barona. And there's a few people, Matt Hicks and Nick Novak, and some of these guys talk to him quite often, it sounds like he might be persuaded to come race with us.
Oh, cool.
So that'll be great to see Ryan again. And, our goal is to get a lot of these guys from around town to come taste Barona Speedway again, see the banking we put into that track, see the good clay, see the improvements we've done. And we're really, really trying to put Barona back on the map. As Brittany can tell you, the track's faster than it's ever been. and the facility is looking beautiful. So, I'm excited for out-of-town people to come check it out.
So rumor has it that there weren't a whole lot of people at the last practice, so there might not be a lot of practices.
We really need to rally the people that want to practice, and everybody says they want to practice, but when it comes down to the Friday before, I think they're thrashed on the race cars, and Barolo Speedway is a business, and it costs a lot of money for the fuel and just everything to grade the track, to run the generator, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
It costs a lot of money, and we're going to need more than 10 or 15 cars out there on a Friday night to run a good practice.
Yeah, it was marked different from the first practice. But where I was going with this is if you're expecting a lot of out-of-towners, maybe this July 21st and 22nd, maybe there'll be a practice.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there will be a practice before that race. That'll be a given. A lot of people will probably come from out of town, bring their rigs, and then and leave them. I would suspect that's happened in the past. We're excited. We're really excited. And not to take away from that race, but like I've mentioned to Brittany before, there will be a two-day event in September for the Barona Dwarf Cars. That'll be on a Friday night, and it'll be added to our show on Saturday. So we're after talking to a lot of the drivers here in town, I'm thinking we're going to have between 60 and 90 cars, dwarf cars coming to town.
What? I had not heard that, but I haven't been a part of that conversation. Wow.
There's a little competition for you there, Sunshine.
Just a little bit. Well, there's a big, isn't there a decent purse involved with that?
There's a big purse put up by Outhouse Coffee has put up $5,000.
Oh, okay. Bigger than I remember.
And Friday night's winner will get $1,000 to win. Saturday night's main event winner will get
$1,500. Wow.
Holy mackerel.
That'll bring some people.
Yes, it will.
Not to take away from the IMCA Summer Shootout.
No.
That's going to be a great event also.
Yes.
When you get that many talented drivers and you're going to get B mains along with the A mains, we may even have some C mains. But all those IMCA classes really put on a good show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think there's actually a division that hasn't been putting on a good show. This the way this track is set up this year, a little more bank and the hookup.
And who would have thought we'd have 28 pure stocks? I mean, good heavens.
Is that three B mains now in a row?
Yeah, that's three B mains that we've had. The first night we had 24 cars, I believe. The second night we had 28 cars, and then last race we had 26. And I personally know of three more people that have bought cars.
I still think it's the best bang for your buck, hands down.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, and I'm talking. A lot of people say, "What about the dwarf car?" Well, the dwarf cars are, but you got to be
They're pricey.
And if you break something or blow up a motor, it's pricey. You blow up a motor on a pure stock, you can run down to the nearest wrecking yard, pick up a motor for near to nothing, freshen it up, and you're good to go.
Yeah, that's a fact. Some of these motorcycle motors that are in the dwarf cars are getting hard to get.
Oh, they're so hard. I don't even want to think about it.
I know. Every time Brittany sees gets her going down the road, she tries to run him off the road
to
get his motor.
That is not true at all.
I seen you looking for one
oh, my
time.
Gosh. I see we have about 4 minutes, so I just want to make sure that our listeners know there is racing coming up next Saturday.
Yep.
Indeed there is, this next Saturday. And we've got two local racers and two local sponsors that are putting up some money. Any dwarf car comes from out of town, Robert Peters at RPM Heating and Air will pay their entry fee.
I know. Wow. It's crazy. I reached out to him today. I'm like, why? And it's, he just wants more people, more competition.
That means, Brittany, you have to drive to El Centro, have dinner, and turn around and drive back, and you won't have to pay your entry fee.
No, that's cool. Well, he just wants to help with the car count.
He does. And so does Cole Dick from Pacific Crest Services.
Nice.
Wow. He has done the same thing. He followed Robert's lead.
Mm-hmm.
And Pacific Crest Services will pay for any modified driver, IMCA modified driver, that comes from out of town to race.
That's cool.
So, just to put this in perspective, what kind of money are we talking about? $2,000, $3,000?
No. They're both offering to pay the $45 entry fee for that driver for that class.
Which is great because you're going to go home with that anyway. So every... You get an envelope at the end of the night.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. I just tuck it in my purse, and then the next day, the next race day, I open it up and pay with it. Because it's 45 to race, and I'm getting at least 50 to race. It's awesome.
So, Okay, so you got the dwarfs are being taken care of. What's the other division?
Modified.
The IMCA Modified.
And what else is running that night?
Pure Stocks are running. I believe Sport Compacts are running. And, Stock Cars.
Okay, so here's what Racer Radio is going to do.
I thought that was coming.
Anybody that comes out of town in those three divisions.
Which three? There's more than three, so be clear.
How many are there? No, you've got.
The other three that aren't sponsored.
Right.
Oh, the three that are.
Okay.
I will take care of the entry fee. Racer Radio.
I will make sure everybody knows that.
Okay,
thank
say it
you
again.
Very much, Dave.
Which ones are you taking care of, Dave?
Whatever's left.
Okay, so IMCA Modified is racing and they're taken care of.
Right.
Already. IMCA Hobby Stocks.
I'll take care of them.
Hobby Stocks.
Okay. IMCA Sport Compacts.
I'll take care of it.
Jeez. Dwarfs are taken care of.
Right.
And then it says Pony and Pure Stocks. Are they running them together?
The same night, but not together.
Okay, I'll take
care of Pony, and I'll take care of
Pure Stocks.
So send me an email.
Wow.
Tell me what I'll send you a check, and I'll take care of that.
You're sending the email, Mark.
Yeah, he does. He knows how to do that.
I will.
David.
I do know of three IMCA Hobby Stocks coming up from the El Centro area. So. That'll be great.
Better start saving your pennies.
Well, I'm just going to borrow it from you. You're a school teacher. You have all the money. Are you kidding? I have to give you eggs so you can survive every week. Well, you know what? Because if everybody, I mean, stop and think about it, Mark. If everybody at the track hears that somebody's taking care of these out-of-towners, they're going to kind of say, well, I drove all the way from El Centro. How come nobody's taking care of me?
Well, Racer Radio's
is taking care of it.
Wow. Maybe that could go on the post.
Maybe it could.
It definitely will. We will blow Racer Radio up and Dave Stahl because
Dave's the man.
We appreciate you very much, Dave, more than you know.
Hey, and by the way, Paul Dyke wants to know when's Verona going to be on KUSI again? I go, hello.
Are they just on?
So that means we've got to put together.
That's funny.
We got to put together another, Barona Day at KUSI.
Oh, and they were in the car show too.
Yeah, they were down at El Cajon, which I thought was an amazing, And I think with Mark and Todd and Tricia, we just got to work really hard. Dirt Dude, of course, to get the word out and get more support, get more butts in the seat. And by the way, folks, if you go out to the track, it's all landscaped, thanks to Mother Nature. It's beautiful. It's green. Yeah. It's got green.
and thank the Lord, we have had incredible a fan count in the stands for the first three events, and the turnout's been great. The car count's been great. We've been averaging 90 cars a weekend.
Wow.
So the butts in the stands have been great as well.
I want to see 1,000 people in the stands. That's my goal.
Yeah. And you know what I think? If we don't hit it before then, we will darn sure hit it at the summer shootout.
Oh, yeah. We sure will. Yep. All right, buddy. Hey, it's always great talking to you. Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Thanks for everything you did. And I have to say, you have really helped a lot out of that track. And it takes guys and girls like you with the right attitude to come in and put this unbelievable show together. And we at Racer Radio, we can't thank you enough.
Well, again, likewise, it's a team effort by all of us, but I really appreciate the kind words.
All right, buddy. All right, now go take a nap.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
See you next weekend.
All right, this is Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, we have got a great guest. But first, Paris Auto Speedway. Night of Destruction last night was insane. I have to show you a couple of pictures.
Andrew on the double decker. Did you see that?
Yeah, he almost tipped over and hit the wall. I got another photo that I can't believe they even stayed upright. But guess what? Tommy Thunder Malcolm is on the line. And he won his first ever USAC CRA race last night at Thunder Bowl Raceway in Tulare. That is absolutely amazing. Tommy, yeah. Are you still grinning?
Yeah, I am.
Congratulations. That's awesome.
So for folks that maybe don't know too much about Tulare, tell us a little bit about that track.
Well, the best way to describe it is really fast and really high bank, and we run our right rear tires all up against the fence, all the way around that place.
Up in the cushion.
A little Chastain action going on, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. How long have you been racing?
I've been racing, I think, in total now, like 15 years.
Oh.
Started in a street stock.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's...
Back when I was 15 years old. So
no.
I'm 30 years old.
And you jumped into a... That, ooh. From wow. That was a little
what
bit of
What was in between?
Yeah, well...
Anything?
Yeah, I ran dirt late models in between for a couple years, and that whole scene kind of faded away on the West Coast, so... The next best option was a sprint car, so we've been at that for like 5 or 6 years. Finally got our first win last night.
That's awesome. Chipping away at it.
Yeah. Where did you start?
What do you mean?
I started on the outside front row.
Oh.
And it was a drag race on that first corner. I knew I needed to be in the front to lead up. And the car beneath me, he gave me run for my money, but I just drove in extra deep and made sure I got out up front.
So you didn't get that speech at the driver's meeting? You don't win on the first turn. We get that every week.
Yeah, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do. You know?
I was going to say, who listens to those people? Well, because you're right. It's, you know, because if you could get out front, then you've got a definite edge. Because, I mean, is that a hard track to pass on?
It was last night, and that was the advantage I had, was being out front.
Okay. You knew that going in.
I'm sure you guys are familiar with Brody Roa.
Oh, yeah.
He was right on my tail.
Okay. That just put things in perspective.
Oh,
okay.
So you spanked the Roa. Very nice.
Our listeners understand this victory of yours even more.
But so if the table turned and I was behind him, difficult to get by him for sure.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? I'm sure I wasn't there, but I'm sure he raced you clean as can be.
Oh, of course. Yeah, he's a top-notch driver.
Class act.
Emily, they're good people, and I like racing with them.
Yeah. No, you couldn't find them. You know that, but it seems to me like that whole group that you run with is really a class show. You know, if you want to go see unbelievable racing, I think the class you're running in is a really good one.
Yeah, on any night, you can probably have 5 or 6 guys that can win.
Yeah. So,
the spectators like that.
Yeah, it's always competitive, and we've been really close a bunch of times, and, you know, finally to get that first win has been pretty nice.
Can I hear more about your first win? So you go in, you come out of turn 2 in the front, and did you stay there the whole time?
Yeah, I led all 3 laps.
Dang. Have you watched video? Did you see Brody trying on the in, trying on the out?
I'm getting ready to watch the video now, but there was a lot of cautions. There had to be 6 or 7 cautions, maybe.
Whoa, so a lot of restarts is what I'm hearing. My gosh.
Nervous on the restarts because I know Brody was trying good to throw his fly job, so... Every restart, I did something a little bit different.
Smart. So he could not predict.
Yeah, exactly. So I tried the top. I tried the bottom. I tried everything.
How did they restart? The Delaware restart?
No, they're doing single file.
Oh,
well, that's not too bad. So what? So did Brody? Hey, did Brody come up to you after the race?
Yeah, he did. Aww. He congratulated me his family too, so... You know, that was super cool.
Yes.
Get a little respect from those guys, and that's pretty cool, you know.
Well, that's almost as important as winning. I know winning is everything, but to have the respect of your fellow drivers is, if not equal, almost more important, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree. Because, you know, they race you differently. And once you get that respect, it's just a lot more cleaner racing and safer and, you know. Yeah.
And you got to drive it up on the trailer. That's the best part.
It's my favorite part.
I did. Yeah, and the car's ready to go for this weekend at Paris Auto Speedway. So
That'll be good. So now everybody's gunning for you.
Well, this early in the season, too.
Yeah,
like, you put your name out, you got it.
Yep, they're gunning for you, brother.
Good for you.
Bring it on.
Bring it on. That's the way I say it. Hey, who are your sponsors?
We got Indiana Truck Salvage. He's the primary sponsor. He's the car owner. He's my stepdad. And he helps me on the car every week and get the thing going. And then we got B&B Powder Coating. He keeps my cars looking good and powder coats all the stuff for us. And then we got my business, B&T Drywall, you know, helping out a little bit where we can. And, it's a family operation.
Wow.
And, you know.
Go ahead, Brett. Family.
Oh, go ahead if you had more sponsors.
That's it. Just, you know, family.
I always like to ask, so especially spectators at Paris, what's your number and color scheme so we know who to watch for?
I am the black, red, and white car, number 5X.
Uh-huh.
And there's a big old Indiana Truck Salvage sticker down the side.
Sweet.
And you might see a couple t-shirts in the stands, and I'll have some shirts on sale.
Oh,
good to know.
Yeah, and then after the race, they can always come down and pick up a shirt, maybe an autograph, a photo. Yeah.
Where would they get the shirt if they want to buy a shirt?
The best thing to do is just either come down after the races and come say hi, and I'll sell you some on, you know, after the race. Or if you want to contact me on Instagram, you can also find me. I think it's Tom_Malcolm5X.
Okay. All right.
So what's this... Yeah. Thunder about.
Yeah, where did you get that? Where did you get that moniker?
So my older brother also races, Johnny Malcolm. He started racing before me at Paris, and he was always Johnny Lightning.
There you go.
Love it.
Johnny Lightning.
And once they started calling me Tommy Thunder, and it stuck.
And then you wanted the Thunder Bowl Raceway. Like, it was meant to be.
It was, yeah.
That is so cool. So, yeah. So, you know, you race. Now you got to go after the next one, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, one's out of the way. Now we got to go after the next one.
Yeah, that's the goal this weekend, Paris Auto Speedway. Believe it or not, we actually last night tried a new setup for the first time ever.
Sounds like it worked.
Right?
It worked great.
Did you write it down?
Of course he did. Yeah, but because you're racing on dirt, doesn't mean Tulare is going to work at Paris, right?
That's true.
Not necessarily, but there's a certain balance that you're after on the race. So we do a real similar setup on every racetrack we go to.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the fine changes after that. But we're after that certain balance, and I think it's going to work well for Paris. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, you should be.
That is awesome.
You got a family?
Yeah, I got my fiance here with me.
Oh, number one fan?
Yeah, and my golden retriever here next to me also.
So your wife or your fiance is right next to you?
Yeah, she's here right now.
Does she keep her eyes open or does she have to hide? Like last night when you're it's hard to watch.
It is.
It can be. Did she keep her eyes open all 30 laps?
Or is she a super fan?
She's the one who keeps her eyes open. It's my mom who has to.
Okay. Okay. All right.
That's awesome. Well, I would be remiss if I didn't say go out and get a food sponsor.
Oh, yes.
Right?
No, right.
Right? Of course, we have a local guy here, and he said, no, I'm getting a beer sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you can't have beer during the race. Yeah, he said, but I can afterwards.
I have more questions for the fiancé.
Oh.
Does she wrench on the car?
She does not, but she definitely supports me, you know. She,
that's awesome.
In the pit, at the racetrack, she's very helpful. She, mostly for, motivation, you know. She's always she's real competitive, and she likes to win, too. So
does she race?
She does not. I would like to get her into some kind of race.
I was thinking yet. Yeah,
get her into a pure stock. Super inexpensive. It's a nice beginner class.
Or the Sport Compact.
Or Sport Compact. Yeah. Just a nice beginner. We got a lady down here in San Diego. She's a realtor.
Yeah, Marcy.
Marcy. And I think she's, what, 40-something years old?
If that, yeah.
And she just, yeah, she's amazing. So,
you know what, though? I bet 2 years in a Sport Compact and she's in the sprint car.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah, watch out. Well, she'd probably do anything you asked her to do at the track. You know, I mean, because that's why she's there, pretty much, besides supporting you, right?
Yeah, she's new to racing. You know, we met about 3.5 years ago, and she didn't know what a race car was almost.
Ah.
Now she and does. Now, she knows what the winner's circle looks like.
Ooh, that's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We good. Struck her in, right?
Yeah.
She's all about it. Loves it. So,
all right. Yeah.
Well, that's how you do it.
Well, give her a big hug from us because we...
And the dog.
And the dog because we can't overemphasize how important it is to have a great support group.
Mm-hmm.
It's I mean, there's no fun to win when you don't have anybody to share it with.
You can't share it with anyone. Yeah.
All right, Thunder.
Thunder!
We really enjoyed talking to you, and I cannot wait. And I know this is going to sound weird, but there's a really good chance because we have about a 95% win rate that when a driver calls in, they win their next race. And if that happens, you can call in as many times as you like.
All right.
All right, buddy.
Good luck.
Take care. We enjoy talking to you. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio. FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. Certified Car Clinic's right out there in Lakeside, right down the street from the Santee Drive-In. And one of the unique things about Rick and his team is they have an in-house dyno. So they can not only work on race cars, they can work on drag cars, sand cars, anything that you'd like, even your street car. And then if you want to throw it on a dyno just to see how well it maintains itself, you can do that too. Certified Car Clinic, check them out. All right, so Brittany's going to kind of get, after she's doing her makeup. Oh, and by the way, we had a lady in last week with
Jenny?
Her son, Jenny,
Finger.
And she gave me some body wash and some cologne for aftershave. And I don't know if she's listening, but that stuff is amazing. And you still haven't done your mask.
My all intentions was last night. You sincerely.
You let the piano get away with you.
And I think my mom's okay with that. She texted me about an hour ago. So glad you're behind the keys. But yes. I look forward to the mask.
Yes. Well, I have to tell you a cute story, then we'll get to the calendar.
No worries.
My mother, who's a little bit off the charts a tad bit.
You don't talk about mom much. Oh,
no. Okay, so let me finish the story. So I ride my motorcycle to Walnut Creek, where she lived.
Can I have an age, please?
At the time, she was probably in her...
Your age.
Oh, at my age, mm-hmm. I was probably...
Are we like a teenager or
last
year? Yeah,
I was 17.
All right, thank you.
So I ride my Harley there, and she hated it because I was only supposed to call ahead of time. I walk in the door. She turns around, and her face is green. And she goes, and made a wrinkly look, and her whole face cracked. Scared the snot out of me. Turns out it was a mask.
That's hilarious.
She says, let's get on the Harley.
What?
I said, well, what are we going to do? Wait. Let's run up and down this, ride it up and down the street, go by the fire department, and scream that there's something wrong with me.
That was her idea?
That was her idea. So I said, okay, here we go. And the fire department fire up the trucks and chase us until they pulled us over and wanted to know what the heck was going on.
That's a great story about you and your mother.
So every time I hear somebody talk about putting a mask on, that's the
funny.
First thing I think of.
That's why my intention was last night, because I knew Steve was off with the boys playing poker, because I don't want anyone to see me.
It's pretty scary, I have to tell you. It is pretty. And you have to get the cucumbers. Did you put the cucumbers on your eyes?
I have one, the mask. It looks like a kiss, like the band kiss.
Oh.
Remember? Yeah, I have to, that one to do too. My friend Heather gave me.
See, and you haven't done one yet?
I'm building a collection of masks.
Yes, you are. So what's our schedule down the road? And by the way, anytime anybody that's a racer, boat, air, dirt, asphalt, straight, circles.
Snow. I'm going to reach out to snowmobiles. They race snowmobiles. I haven't yet pulled the trigger on that one, but that's another one I want to get.
Lawnmower racers?
Yeah. Yes.
I've got a couple.
I've reached out before. I haven't gotten a connection yet.
You just got to, well, you know how racers are. They'd rather race, not talk.
I'm not blaming them.
So who you got coming in next week?
Well, so next week, and we don't know whole much about Charlie Carter we have coming in.
Yeah. Going to put him on TV and then put him right here on radio.
Street racer, I believe.
Young kid.
And then I have Auntie. We've been going back and forth. He's a very busy man. He is in charge of a team that does the hard enduros, the many days, multiple days. So he might be coming in. We just having trouble, communication breakdown. But hopefully he comes in. And then we have a local driver, Cody, coming in. Mm-hmm. He's already getting cold feet, but I have somebody on the ground that's going to
motivate him.
He makes it. Yes, so thank you for that inside. Then we will probably have on Father's Day Amari come in, 12-ish, a middle school.
Really?
Uh-huh, young man, and he races Supercross. He's done arena as well.
Wow.
So he's an up-and-coming star with a huge personality, and I hope his mom comes too. They both have great personalities.
I know. Don't you love that?
Yes, they're really fun. And then now I'm at the end of June. So here's my notes. You ready? If anyone was listening to Yak Radio, my note for June, in the morning I have a doggy reading.
You're going to do that, aren't you?
It's time for another. Yes, sorry. So yes, Racer Radio fans, my Shepherd Husky mix, who's very quiet and calm, I may have a 15-minute reading with her. It makes me sound cool, but
okay, what you got to do with your phone, hit record.
I know, I'll forget things, and I already have a few questions that I want to ask, like, what does she think about the man in the house?
Oh, Steve?
Yeah.
Do they get along?
Oh, yeah, he adores her. She adores him, but I'm not going to tell her that. I want her to tell me.
See if she can,
get that.
Well, show a picture of Steve to the dog and see what he does.
So, and that's up at Camp Lockett, most likely. So then I'm going to race down here because we have Mercedes Gonzalez and her husband. She's huge in the motocross. She's a legend. Yeah, like that was one where my parents are like, you have Mercedes coming? It's like,
I know that. I know
that. Oh, yeah. You'll know once we start talking about her. She's legit. She was pro. Wow. And then into July, like, this show's, popular. Oops, where'd July go? July 2nd. Oh, I have to call somebody. We have somebody scheduled, and I just found out that I'm going to be in Hawaii that weekend.
Oh.
So I might need to ask to reschedule because I really want to be in the studio with Roger Hickey, who's another hit, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to miss Roger Hickey.
I'd give up Hawaii.
Well.
Come on, just go to Pacific Beach. It's the same thing. The water's just cold.
It's beautiful. We're going to the Big Island.
But you're not going to go in the water anyway.
Oh, I will. I went 7 years ago for the same reason. Family reunion. That's where Steve's mom was born and raised. And all I did, if I wasn't in the water, I was eating a mango. If I wasn't eating a mango, I was in the water. Yeah. July 9th, Brian Logan.
So I expect to see you totally tan when you come back.
Possibly. I need to work on maybe looking better in a bathing suit.
You look fine. Just put your mask on.
Yeah. I might be tanner than usual.
Yeah.
Brian Logan, huge.
Huge again. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Literally, like these are huge people. And then Sue Fish, another very famous. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And then, oh gosh.
You haven't got Peter Stark in there somewhere?
He moved. Peter Starr, I thought, moved out of the state.
Did he really?
He moved, I believe. But Peter, if you're listening, give me more than a day's notice and we'll get you back in. As you can tell, I'm already booked through July 23rd, which Street Racing Kills is coming back in.
Oh, good, to give us an update.
Yeah.
You know, I love when I wear their shirts, I get more comments on that shirt.
I wear the backpack. Like, it's broken and I've had to mend the backpack that she gave us because I use it so much.
You got a backpack?
It's like a rectangle. It's a scaled down backpack.
Do you use it?
All the time.
So. Well, I don't use mine. Oh, yeah. I'll bring it to you.
Okay, yeah. It was great.
I wear the t-shirt.
Nice day. So July 30th is the first. We're booked through July 23rd because there's so much greatness out there.
Well, you're starting to get people reaching out to you, right?
Yeah, the Charlie next week's reached out to us.
Yeah, because we don't even have a clue who this guy is.
Oh, we'll think. Well, that's part of the fun is discovering who these people are.
Well, I'm going to put him on TV first. Unless you want to come to TV.
Yeah. No, I don't want to get up that early. I mean, thank you is what I meant to say. Thank you for the invite. No, I like just our last.
First words out of here. I getting up that early.
I like discovering just like Thunder that we just had on
Isn't
last segment. What a delight. Yeah.
Well, I think that's what I'm glad you feel that way, because to me, that's what radio is all about. It's not about you and I talking, even though it's the most fun ever. But it's really about the people we interview, the stories that they come up with.
That is the great majority of it, yes.
It is just so enjoyable.
There's so many cool people, inspiration, and just funny.
And we haven't had a butthead yet.
Oh, I'm going through my catalog.
We haven't had anybody. They're awesome. Scott comes up with great. Yeah. God, that guy's amazing.
Yeah, he's doing a good job. Yeah, no buttheads. Thank you. Let's keep that record.
Yeah. Oh.
I was going to say, what about all those times where you say, oh, you look at the moon when you're racing and stuff like that?
Well, that's just Dave.
That's just me. What about Kelly? Did you see that picture of Kelly Witzel? All four tires off the ground.
From last night?
Yes.
Holy, don't do that, baby girl.
And she was flying.
But
she wasn't at our local track.
No. She's up north.
Yes.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head.
But I mean, she was up against some super heavy hitters. And I was really surprised.
Yes, the division she's racing right now out of town is heavy hitters.
And the thing is, she's heavy. She's heavier than the other drivers around her. And
what
she doesn't
do you mean
weigh
by
nothing.
That? Like, how is she
like
heavier?
Pounds. The other drivers are much slimmer and lighter than she is.
She's tiny. What are you talking about?
I know. That's what I was surprised about the article.
Okay. I need to catch up.
You need to catch up.
I need to catch up.
Instead of doing all your scheduling.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Go home and put your mask on.
Steve is golfing now. So.
Now he's golfing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to bring him in here and just do a radio show on him. That'll never happen.
Yeah, he's weirdly shy. For being a front man,
a band.
He's kind of shy. Right.
Well, go home and bang on your
piano.
All righty. All right. Girl, love having you in. Can't thank you enough.
Thanks for my eggs.
Go home and eat
especially
your eggs.
Especially the green ones.
Yeah, the special green one. And it's fresh. It's not.
I know. Lucky me.
Little chickens. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. Gun Owners Radio, right around the corner. FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.